Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark, written by Lawrie Wyman and George Evans, and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. Has your past ever caught up with you? Like the evening you came home from the office and your wife says, "Oh, I took your other suit to the dry cleaners today, and guess what I found in one of the pockets?" After a three-second pause, your mind boggles its way through the lady's garter you innocently got handed during postman's knock at the office party and you can't remember giving back. The studs of two cinema tickets for a film she didn't go to, and she'll never believe you went with Fred one afternoon to sleep off the lunchtime booze-up. And the utterly disgusting words of that rugby song that seemed to be a good idea to copy down in the back of that envelope at the time. And come think of it, what the hell was in that envelope?
My past caught up with me once. My yo-yo got caught round a lady's ankle in the greengrocer.
What has this got to do with your past catching up with you?
Well, it caught up with me 2 days later, when her husband came round and bashed me before I could explain that I wasn't doing what he thought I was. Has your past ever caught up with you, Chief?
Oh, yes, on many an occasion, sir. I don't...
However, all these incidents pale in comparison to the past that's going to catch up with Captain Povey in his office any time now.
Mr. Buddy, will you stop pacing up and down like a caged lion? And will you, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, stop polishing the toe cuts of your shoes on the backs of your trousers? You'll wear one or the other out in a minute.
I'm sorry, Captain Povey, but meeting a Vice Admiral always makes us a bit nervous. Especially when it's Vice Admiral Burwasher. I mean, Will keep talking to himself all the time. If you join in the conversation, you feel you're intruding.
I saw a caged lion once. It ate my mother's umbrella. Well, not all of it. He filleted it.
Filleted it?
Yes, yes. He ate all the material in the handle and spat out the spokes.
What's Noddy on about now?
Only Mr. Phillips knows, so let's not interrupt him.
Mind you, it was her fault for poking it through the bars.
What?
My mother's umbrella. Of course, she was incredibly lucky to get away with it.
You mean from being dragged into the cage and eaten by the lion?
No, I mean she was jolly lucky it didn't rain on the way home.
Vice Admiral Burwasher to see you, sir.
Do come in, sir, please.
Thank you, yes, sir. Very nice of you.
Where the devil am I?
Oh, dear, this is not my office, unless some fool's changed the furniture about. No, I can't do that. It's not my furniture. Hello, who are these three? Why are they standing up straight? It's for you, you fool, is it? Yes, it is. You better salute and say something, then. They're all looking at you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, that should hold them for a bit. Not long, but it'll give me a breather. Now then, get your bearings, Burwasher. Where are you? What are you here for? You know you feel quite tired. Do I? Yes, you do. Not me in that long drive. Would you mind if we must get some more petrol on the way back? Wonder if I could find a garage that's still giving World Cup medal coins. Damn annoying not to have a full set. I mean, they look ridiculous without the one with Bobby Charlton set on it. I tried putting two Bobby Moores in the free genuine plastic display tray, but it didn't even fool me. They look like twins. Oh, Lord, watch it, now, watch it. Think, man. I know this. Yes. How do you do?
I know, sir. If we can dispense with the formalities, Vice Admiral, perhaps we could get down to the reason for your visit.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Splendid. Capital idea, capital. Which reminds me, capital. I hope I've got enough cash on me for that petrol. If only I had to stop for that custard tart and a cup of tea on the way down, I'd have been all right. Now I'm 7.5 new pence short. At least I think I am. Better not bring your change out to check it. Try and count it in your pocket. No, better not. They'll hear it clink. Hang on. What was it that bald-headed one was on about just now? I know. Why was I here? Open the box, Burwasher, and see what comes out. I've got to say something. Yes. Got it. Gentlemen, you're to put to sea immediately.
We knew that, sir.
Good. I'm glad it's been confirmed. Diego, that's the thing. Absolutely vital to the service. You know it, and I know it. So we all know where we are. Which reminds me, this is not your office, Bearwater. And if it isn't, that means you've got to drive back somewhere. Hope I can find a garage that gives away Bobby Charlton World Cup medals. And even if I do, I'll bet I'll get another Bobby Moore, and they'll look like triplets.
I've just remembered something. The lion left the ferule as well.
Eh?
Obviously, lions don't like eating metal.
Lions? What's the idiot on about? I don't collect medals of the British Lions. No. They play rugby. Bobby Charlton's a footballer. Obviously, the chap can't concentrate.
Vice Admiral...
Hello. They're talking to you again. Yeah.
Yes? Yes? We,
Yes?
We... we know we're going to sea, but no one's told us where. I mean, there's a lot of the stuff about.
Oh, yes. It's all in this memo here. Now, where did I put it? Come on, sir. Start. You're making a fool of yourself again. A twit. Yes. Here we are. Yes. Now, I'm only going to read this once, so pay attention. 6 1 pound of butter, milk, and rice. 2 tins. No. It can't be right. They're looking baffled again. What's this? Oh, thank heavens. Found it. Yes. Operation Cow's Barge.
Eh?
I didn't know cows had barges. I knew lions ate umbrellas, but I didn't know cows had barges.
The place cows on the Isle of Wight. Not cows, you twit, that moo.
But cows don't go twit, you moo. That's owls.
Yes, that's a man out of my own heart. He doesn't know where he is either. Right. Here we are. Yes. HMS Trackbridge, yes. Reference the Admiral of the Fleet's barge, which has been undergoing extensive rinse on in the river sample that I stopped at the very spawning. And the river to get out of the twin of the loss of getting the money to her star. Essential that HMS Troutbridge should proceed at once to as the barge required by the Admiral on the following day for an eclipse of that's request for your upset NATO. Signed, yeah. Well, that shouldn't cause any problems, should it? Nice little metro, whoever you are. I must away enjoying the getaway people. And I'll bet Bobby Charlton's got all those medals himself. Hoarding them, probably.
Right, gentlemen, you've got your orders. Have we?
Of course we have, sir. We've got to sail over to the Isle of Wight in a barge and get some cows. I wonder if cows eat umbrellas. No, I shouldn't think so. No. No, they always sit down when it's going to rain.
Well, don't you worry about it, Mr. Phillips. You don't know where you're going. Commander Murray doesn't know where you're going. And I don't know where you're going. But I do know you're going, and I'm absolutely delighted. You're going. Nobody knows where. Nobody knows for how long. But you are going.
Commander Murray, sir, I don't know why, but I've got a feeling we've got on his wick.
Nonsense. It's just that we've finally driven him potty. Now, hang about, gentlemen. I shan't lift a little finger to stop you. And whatever mess you get into, don't look to me to get you out. Yes, what is it? Yes, Ventation.
Miss Belinda Botham lied to see you, sir.
I don't know anybody called Bottomley. Bottomley. Oh, good grief. Now I remember. 1944. The Battle of the Bulges.
Cheeky Bottomley.
Don't get her in. Don't tell her I'm out.
Too late, sir. The bulges are battling their way in.
Right, sir. Well, you've obviously got another appointment, sir.
No. You can't leave me now. I mustn't be left alone in the room, is that?
Sorry, sir, but we've got to put to sea, and it's no use you lifting your little finger now.
No. Please, I beg you, you don't understand. This could be a disaster. I mean, if my dear wife Ramona ever finds out that...
Hello, Curly. They're worn out by now.
What? Pardon?
You must remember the note I left for you in your wartime unmentionable. Mind the shells, dodge the bombs, keep warm and comfy in my comms.
I don't think I feel very well.
Now, look here, Belly. Belinda. That was in 1944, and I was grateful for your war effort and the way you made my comms, but things have changed since 1944. Now I'm a happily married man.
Oh, we won't let a little thing like that upset our relationship, now will we, Curly? Even though you did jilt me, I've never forgotten you. And I've still got all your letters.
He's going to be in the Sunday paper.
Sandwiched in between policeman hid in wardrobe and nudist dustman reveals all. This is frightful. Ramona will do a gentleman, can't you help her? Oh, no, you can't. You've got to go to sea.
No, not anymore, we haven't. After what we've heard up to now, I think it's about time you lifted your little finger.
Oh, isn't it lovely? Of course, I don't suppose there'll be a dark bus shelter around here, like the one we used to use in Scupper Flow during the war, when you were the barracks air raid shelter catering officer.
Gosh. So that's how he got his defense medal.
Yes, well, it's been very nice seeing you. Sorry I can't spare any more time. I've got such a lot of work to do. And they'll pop in again in another 30 years. I'm always here.
From now on, Curly, so am I. I'm the new nappy manageress. We shall be seeing a lot of each other. I'm bound to have to come to you for something. It's funny. No man has ever replaced you in my heart, even after all these years. See you later. Alligator.
Sexy swine.
Never mind all that. You've got to help me, gentlemen.
Well, we'd like to have done, sir, but I don't see how we can, because we shall be at sea.
Oh, no, you won't. No, I'll send some other ship. Oh, please help me in my hour of need. If my dear wife Ramona ever finds out about this, she'll stop my Sunday afternoon crumpet in front of the fire. Please help me. Look, I'm lifting my little finger.
Now, there's no point in taking a backhanded return down the tram lines, old tennis socks. As far as we, in the Ministry of Defence, are concerned, it's your service. Well, be like that. But Birkett and I have more important things to do this afternoon than worry about your silly old top secret.
Hello, Deacon O'Flynn.
Hello.
Managed to book the court all right.
Yes.
It's ready and waiting for us, old Netface. Spoke to the parkkeeper not 10 minutes ago. He's keeping the grass one near the railway line for us.
Oh, fumbling Fred Perry. I say, old Birkett, old chap, isn't that the one where we lost our ball through the window of the 340 to Ramsgate last time?
Only because you swiped at it because I was beating you.
I never swipe. And I can't remember the last time you beat me.
I can.
I can't.
Oh, yes, you can. But you won't admit it.
Crumbling Christine Truman's not worth arguing about. Look, if we don't get down to the court soon, we'll lose our deposit.
Finished work is for the day?
No, not really. But first things first. Some flap on about some idiots picking up the Admiral's barge from cows. They'll all have to wait till tomorrow.
That's the style, old Deacon. Get your racket. Nice. It's your turn to pay for the court.
No, it's not, old Birkett, old chap. I paid for it last Thursday. 10 new pence for 2 hours, remember?
Possibly, but who paid for the ice lollies after the first set, eh? That levelled it out.
Oh, no, it didn't. You had the last jumbo lolly with a picture of the astronaut in it.
Well, I'm collecting them and you're not.
Who said I'm not? In any case, I've got that one.
I still don't understand what we're doing hiding round this corner opposite old Thundergut's house. I had a date this evening.
Off you go explaining, Mr. Murray, sir, and I suggest if you want any hope at all of getting any of it into his blonde bonce, you only use words of one saliva.
Gosh, thanks.
Right. We are here to tell Captain Povey that he's wanted urgently down at the dockyard.
Is he?
No, he isn't. That's done it. That's done it. He's lost now. I'll start again. We are here to give Captain Povey an excuse to get out of the house and away from Mrs. Povey so that he can explain matters to Busty Belinda in the back of the Nathy. Otherwise, she'll turn up here to see him.
We'll let her, I say.
No, you don't. Was only promising to get him out of the house that got us off going out to a bit of sea that nobody knew where it was and a day that nobody knew when it was in order to do something with the Admiral's barge, but nobody knew what it was or how it was.
Yes, I understood that bit.
Well, it's more than I perishing well did.
Now, Mr. Phillips, stop clouding your little think box. Just remember to go up to his front door and tell Mrs. Povey that Captain Povey is wanted urgently down at the dockyard. And then come back here.
Right. Leave it to me. I shan't let you down, sir. Captain Povey is wanted urgently down at the...
At least he's gone into the right house.
Yes. He's knocking at the door now, sir.
Look, she answers it quickly or he'll forget what to say.
Oh, he wouldn't do that. Blimey, that was quick.
Now where's he gone?
Inside, sir. He never stood a chance. She grabbed him by his lapels and pulled him in and slammed the door.
I knew he'd make a muck of it. Now I'll have to go over and get both of them out. Wait here, Chief. I shan't be long.
I hope he won't be long. Every time Pertwee stands about on street corners on his own, he gets arrested for loitering with... Tell me now she's whipped him inside at all. Now, Pertwee, if you're smart, you'll stroll off down to the pub and forget the old friend. On the other hand, if you don't want to get it in the neck tomorrow, you'll stroll up the garden path and get them all out. Good evening, madam. I'm here on behalf of...
Inside! And heaven help you if you put your nautical boots on my herbaceous border.
Yeah, but I don't... What lovely wallpaper.
This way. I wanted a third to make up the numbers. Here's your song sheet. Right, you're the contralto. Over there on my dear mother's chintz tea with the soprano and the mezzo.
Excuse me, madam, but which one is...
I'm the soprano.
My deepest condolences, sir. Great tragic in one so young.
Silence! The Navy can wait. My rehearsal for my recital in aid of the Distressed Gentlewoman's Guild takes priority. Henry?
Yes, my love.
Stop whizzing round and round on the piano stool and show hands.
There you are, my love.
They'll do. Permission to tickle my dear mother's ivories. Right. Song number one from the Ramona Povey repertoire. Off we go. The virtuoso.
I'll bet she is.
Quiet in the choir. Henry, give me a note. Right. Near enough. 1, 2. Song sheets are ready and sock it to me. I was sailing on Oh, won't do. In splendid voice, but you were hopeless.
Well, we could do it again, my love. My fingers are just warming up.
Henry Povey, don't be coarse. In any case, I don't wish to risk losing my larynx.
I thought she was a virtuoso.
Right, Ramona's rehearsal is over. Permission to leave.
In that case, Captain Povey is urgently wanted down at the...
No, he is not. He is wanted here. He is going to bed with a mug of cocoa, 3 spoonfuls of syrup of figs, and a do-it-yourself book. I wish to have my helmet adjusted.
I thought she was a virtue.
Shut up!
Right this way out. Now, Henry will sell you tickets for the concert in the morning.
Sorry, I can't accept goods delivery now. You'll have to come back tomorrow.
No. I'm not delivering anything. I just wanted a word with you about Captain Povey.
Hmm?
You see, times have changed, and he's not the man he was. I don't mean he's not capable. I'm sure he could still keep his... If his wife gave him half a chance, he'd be the first to... he likes it. He likes it.
There's someone at the door, and the kitchen's out of bounds to servicemen. I'm in the pantry with the others.
Others?
Good evening, Mr. Murray.
Hello, sir.
What are you two doing here?
Being stored. We had the same idea as you, sir, but come on in. There's plenty to eat.
All right, I'm coming.
Kelly, come in.
Well, I haven't really got the time.
Oh, calm down.
It's all very well for you, but how can anyone who's just had 3 spoonsful of syrup of figs calm down? Well, it was the nasty moment when I was climbing down that drain pipe. How I'm going to climb back up it, I don't know.
Ha! Culture.
Well, you don't know. Oh, no, you haven't. No, I mean, hello, Ramona, my love. What a delightful surprise. How do you know I'm here?
Well, it hardly needed, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. I heard you scrabbling down the drainpipe. But I shall speak to you later about that disgusting word you screamed out when you immersed whatever it was in my Ramona paid-for water butt. How long have these sordid assignations been going on?
Oh, this is the first time.
And it'll be the last.
Mrs. Povey, I'm terribly sorry to disappoint you. You haven't caught Curly alone. I've got 3 more in the pantry.
What?
I beg your pardon?
How do you do?
Beds of Sammy Hill. Please stop piling them.
Would you care for a pilchard? It says on the tin they're freshly caught by experts in hygienic waters and frozen packed whilst our refrigeration ship is still at sea.
No, we don't want a pick.
Really?
Never touched him, sir. But see, I'm ruined. I completely forgot to tell Admiralty to send another ship instead of Troutbridge to fetch the Admiral's barge. Oh, I'm ruined. There'll be a court of inquiry about this. I know there will.
Come in if you must.
This way, Rear Admiral.
And do get a move on, Ironbridge, you old fool. I'm busy studying these statistics.
Yes, so am I. Statistics, yes. 38, 23, 36. If ever I saw them, yes. And I've seen a set or two in my time. In Cairo, for instance. My word. Congratulations, madam.
Excuse me, sir. Commander Weatherby from Security is here. Something to do with your barge. And Captain Povey, Commander Murray, and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips are still waiting to see you.
Oh, Lord, I knew it wasn't going to be my day.
Get all the fools in. It might save time.
Aye, aye, sir. This way, gentlemen.
Admiral, sir, I throw myself at your mercy. As a mature man yourself, you must understand the unfortunate situation I was in. I mean, we're all allowed one mistake in our lives, and mine was this week. I need my
patience. Toby, sir, get off your knees and shut your cake hole. Now then, Commander Weatherby, what's all this about?
Always ask me. I've got the facts. Yes, facts. At my fingertips. Tips. Yes. Ask me what?
If I may explain, sir, I'm here to defend Captain Povey as the prisoner's friend.
You see, Admiral, I had this dreadful woman in my office and I completely forgot your barge, but I'll get it back for you today.
Oh, I should blasted well hope. I want the damn thing tomorrow for some NATO nonsense.
Yeah, we realize that, sir. We would have had it back days ago, but...
pick it up today. But according to Vice Admiral Burwasher, we didn't know when or where, except that it was from cows. And they don't eat umbrellas.
No, never do. Always sit down in the rain.
Ah, there you are, you see. Didn't I tell you?
What's all this pig's breakfast Burwasher's made of picking up my barge? As long as it's here by tonight, I couldn't care less.
I can, I can make it clear.
I demand to be heard. You can't acquit Captain Povey like that. I rehearsed my speech for the defense, just like the one Charles Laughton did in the film I saw 10 years ago. Or was it Racco Welsh? Or did I see the film at all? Perhaps I read the book.
Oh, shut up! We've got to put to sea and get that barge, and then everyone's out of the muck. It's quite simple.
Exactly, gentlemen. So off you go.
Now, Admiral, the real reason I wanted to see you was about my promotion.
Povey.
Now, I've been a captain for some time, but I'm still a very young man and very fit.
Povey.
Just see these biceps here, sir.
Povey.
Have a look at my tongue. It's as pink and perky as that.
Povey!
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray have been barging their way through the Navy Lark, written by Lorrie Wyman and George Evans. John Pertwee was the chief ferry officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the CO. Captain Pertwee was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Pertwee was Heather Chasen, Rear Admiral Armbridge was Michael Bates, the Admiral was Tenure Evans, and Belinda was Norma Ronald. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson. ¶¶